Next patient is Della Mathison. The last name is M-A-T-H-I-S-O-N. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 64-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3. The kidney function has been deteriorating. When she started with our practice, she was CKD 2. Now she has an estimated GFR of 54 with a creatinine of 1.1 of a BUN of 10. The patient has an albumin of 3.8, no alteration in the liver function test. The urinalysis, the protein in the urine is negative by dipstick. However, when we made the calculation, the protein creatinine ratio is around 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 109 over 76. We are going to continue with the same approach. Following number, obesity. This is a serious problem. This patient has been gaining a significant amount of body weight. Since the last visit, that was in June 26, 2023, she has gained 10 pounds. She's up to 279 pounds. In December of 22, the patient had a body weight of 264 pounds. The prognosis is getting very complicated because the morbidity associated to obesity is high. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.1%. Following number, a history of gout. And the uric acid is under control. Following number, the patient remains with a hemoglobin of 10.8, and we know that this patient has a iron deficiency. For that reason, she was referred to the cancer center. Apparently, she's had two appointments. Infusion of iron has not been given. The patient has not been referred to the gastroenterologist. I am not the primary, but in view of these circumstances, I'm going to try to refer her to the gastroenterologist for evaluation. Following number, bronchial asthma without exacerbation. I am concerned about the progress in this particular case. The patient was explained about the need to follow a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. Sometimes it's difficult for them to follow the recommendations because of the financial problems. However, the comorbidities were discussed, and she has to make an effort to do the appropriate plan. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3.5 months. We spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 25 minutes in the recommendations, in the documentation 10 minutes. I neglected to mention that despite the fact that the patient is taking 5,000 units of vitamin D3, the vitamin D level remains low at 20.